Back here with my buddy Craig Zimmerman from the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. And today we're going to talk about impressions and first meetings with clients and talk about you a little bit, which I know is your favorite topic.
Absolutely. I love talking about me.
So let's do it. You sit down with people constantly on a first time basis and they decide if you're going to be their lawyer, if they're going to acquire your services, and there are some questions that have to go back and forth. They need to understand you. You need to understand them. What is that typical conversation really like? And what should a potential client ask of their lawyer in their first meeting to make sure that this is a right fit?
You know, it's interesting when I do the first meeting, people sometimes just try to ask personal questions just so they can feel a little more relaxed.
Right.
Because when you come see me, life is not good. You're in tax trouble. You have student loan problems. You have financial issues. You have debt collectors after you. We can name you've had a bad car purchase. Your house is being foreclosed. So a lot of times we do I will break the ice, a very simple conversation, just so I can get people to decompress and breathe, because I need you to relax, because if you're nervous, you're not going to be able to give me the information I need. But when we get past all that, after we do the consult and people are asking me, how do I know you can handle this? I mean, I love the question, so you can handle this? Everyone's going to say, yeah, no problem.
Right.
I think the most interesting questions I get are about more technical based, but not too technical.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I have people you can tell have been reading online the internet, and then they have...
That can be dangerous, by the way.
I'm like, you know you're reading the wrong thing. Right. Just because it's online doesn't mean it's true.
Are you sure? It says so in Wikipedia.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, well, then I'm sorry. I should have followed Wikipedia. Right. But I think you want to understand, if you're seeing a bankruptcy attorney, how often are you in bankruptcy court? How many cases are you filing? How long have you been done this? How difficult do you see this case being? Is this case any more difficult than the rest? And I usually address that one before you even get to it. I'll sit there and say, okay, this case is a little more difficult. We have this issue. I got to tell you, it's a standard run-of-the-mill case. This is straightforward, in and out.
Right.
And I do that because in twofold. I want the potential client to know if it's a regular case, I want them to decompress. I want them to get that, phew, I'm good, I'm fine, my life's not coming to an end.
Nothing to worry about here.
And then at the same point, I want to set your expectations. If there are some potential road bumps, I want you to know it. Because if we're going to hit them, we hit them. If we don't, great.
I mean, we've talked about you helping people settle their debt issues. If someone comes in thinking, I'm going to go to this attorney and I'm not going to owe anybody anything, and you look at it and go, if we get you out for less than $20,000, this is going to be a huge success. Well, for you, $20,000 looks really great. For that person that doesn't want to pay their bills, that's a world of difference.
You know, again, the funny thing is I had this conversation at 10 o'clock this morning. potential client asked me, goes, so I owe $100,000, and he had circumstances that his income was going to diminish forever.
Right.
And he said to me, so can we go to the creditors and say you get nothing? We can do that. It's not going to happen. He goes, well, we'll offer 10 cents on the dollar. We can do that. It may happen, but I'm not optimistic. So we had to go through the whole circumstances of where I thought we'd settle.
Right.
Talk about numbers and see where you're going to go. But I get that all the time. So creditors are happy to get 10 cents on the dollar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not so much.
It's a good thing you're sitting down for this, Craig, because I'm about to break some news to you that you might not know.
Can I stand up?
No.
Please?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes people don't trust lawyers. Okay.
My God, I'm shocked.
I know,
by
it's
that.
Crazy. Does the law, is there a law in place that states that an attorney has to be 100% truthful in consultation in an effort to get new clientele? Or can a lawyer maybe be a little more optimistic than they probably should be in an effort to get that client's business?
Okay. The law says I have to tell you the truth as I understand it to be.
Right.
I cannot, if you're going to file bankruptcy and you have way too many assets, the trustee is going to sell your stuff. I can't tell you, oh, no problem, you can file Chapter 7, we're good, and just to get your business. That's malpractice. That's actually ethical issues. You could be disbarred or disciplined.
Right.
I don't know if disbarred, but disciplined. and I have to zealously represent your interests, even if it's contrary to my interests. And so actually it is illegal for me just to puff things up to get a fee.
Right.
So yeah, there are lawyers that do it. I mean, I hate to say it, I deal with it all the time, but no, I know this sounds odd, but I'm honest to a fault. And I'm going to tell you what your case is. And if for some reason every now and then I'll sit in a consultation and I'll see an issue I have never seen before. And I will have to look at the potential client and say, look, I've been doing this a long time. I don't know what this is. I need to do some research, or I don't know the answer to this.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd think most people would go running out the door. They don't. They appreciate the honesty and say, I like that you didn't lie to me.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what I think it is and where I think we can go, but I need to confirm the issue. But there are lawyers who will just lie like you wouldn't believe. You see people say, another lawyer told me this is no problem. Well, then good luck with that, but they're wrong. So it happens all the time.
I'm curious, too, if when you hear a client or a potential client say, well, this other guy said it was no problem, is that them posturing to try to get an answer that they want from you, that a guarantee? You know, maybe they're not necessarily telling the whole truth, but some people almost want you to lie to them because they want to feel like, well, he said it's okay. And if you lie to them or if you say what they want you to say, then they're just going to be like, well, he gave me the guarantee and now I'm good. It's on him now.
Yeah, I think it's like seeing a doctor after you've been diagnosed with cancer and you go to the next three doctors.
Right. Tell me it's not cancer.
And when the next three tell you it's cancer, and the fifth one says, nope.
I don't have cancer now. Yeah.
You know, there's a couple of ways that comes about. There are people you can tell that are actually, they tell the first lawyer the truth, and right. They get the truth, and then they change their story as they go shopping for lawyers so that they can give you that version of the truth, and that's the version of the truth you work with.
Right.
Until things can't work with that anymore, and then they blame you. But some people, they get the second opinion because they just don't believe the first attorney or they need confirmation. So they're not really doubting you, they're doubting everyone. You know, the first guy said this. Usually what I hear is, the first guy told me, you know, your fee is X. The first guy told me his fee is half of that. And I'm like, okay, you get what you pay for.
Right.
But you do get people saying, you know, another lawyer said this, another lawyer said this. And you always like to know, but I will try and get them to flesh out, what did they say to you specifically?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I want to know exactly the words they said to you. Because then I can see if I'm getting different information or if I'm hearing something different. It's possible you told them something different or you think you understand it better now. But you get that all the time. And you just run with it. It's like, I'm not going to give you the answer you want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the answer you have to hear, good or bad.
Right. You know, life is not amazing when you have to meet with an attorney all the time. So I think the number one thing as a new client or someone that is seeking legal counsel is to be as open as honest, because you might not like the answer that you're getting, but you have to know what that answer is and, you know, better be prepared for all things that come ahead. Because, I mean, when you meet with an attorney, I mean, that's just the first meeting of probably many more often than not when it comes to legal issues, whether it be bankruptcy, whether it be taxes, whether it be just getting taken advantage of by somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I always tell clients, look, I'm only as good as the information you give me.
Right.
You give me bad information, I'm going to give you bad advice. If you tell me the complete truth, and some people are afraid that if you tell me the truth, I don't know if they're worried about hearing the truthful answer, or they're afraid I'm going to tell everyone. But there's an attorney-client privilege out
right.
there. I can't go out there and say, hey, Joe Smith came to me today, and do you know what he did? I don't do that. No one ethically would do that. So you need to understand, when you talk to your attorney, there's a privilege there that applies. It allows you to talk freely. You should talk freely. If the attorney you're meeting with is judging you, then you need to find another attorney. Doing what I've been doing, I almost expect something strange to be said in every consultation.
Right.
And when it doesn't happen, I'm almost shocked. But you wait for it, you understand it, you address it, and you move from there. And if you can't find an attorney that gives you the right answers in a format you understand, that's receptive to your questions, that makes you feel comfortable that they know what they're doing and they're going to handle you properly. Some people will trade what they think is subject matter expertise for bedside manner. The attorney work walks in and they're just difficult.
Sure.
Oh, that's just the way they are. No, we don't have to be difficult. We can be a little more personable. We can make you feel confident in us that you can talk to us and tell us the truth and that we're a team together working on your issue.
When you're looking for an attorney and say you go out and meet with the first one and they seems to be amazing, seems like it's a natural fit, do you immediately take that first attorney or is it like a car? You always go out and you very rarely do you buy the first car you test drive.
You know, I think if you're very comfortable with the first one, you've gotten the answers, you've come in with your research, you've done some research on the attorney and the issues, so you have some basic understanding. And most people come in with a basic understanding of whatever the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
And the attorney makes you feel comfortable and you know that they're competent to handle it and the fees are affordable, you should sign on the spot. Because, you know, sometimes like car shopping, you can start giving yourself too many options and quibbling over things you create issues where they don't exist.
Sure.
So I would say I wouldn't be afraid. I would say the more expensive the matter, you should get second opinions to make sure you're with the right person.
Well, maybe Craig Zimmerman's that guy that you're looking for. Maybe someone at the law offices of Craig Zimmerman can help you out. Craig, tell these people how they can meet with you and someone from your firm.
You can call us at 800-987-3057. That's 800-987-3057. Or on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. That's Craig, the letter Z, LAW.com.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon for specific legal advice in your situation. There is no attorney-client relationship formed unless you have a legal services agreement executed by you and the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. There are no representations or guarantees of any outcome being made in this podcast. This is not an attorney advertisement or solicitation for new clients in any state or jurisdiction where the firm does not accept clients. The firm maintains of-counsel relationships in states where it does not have an office. Our attorneys are licensed to practice in California, New York, New Jersey, and Texas.